Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. I am Mark, your host, and it is just me tonight because I have to play a little bit of catch up. So last week on March 15th, I was out of town at Days of the Dead Horror Con in Las Vegas, and two movies dropped in theaters that I really need to touch on briefly. One is a Mark Wahlberg production called Arthur the King, which is a terrible name for a movie that's about a group of adventure racers that find a dog as they're racing through the Dominican Republic. So there's that. However, let me just say that overall, it's not a bad movie. It's a Wahlberg film. Take that for what it's worth. Simu Liu, Natalie Emmanuel, two of the other members of his team. Ali Suleiman is the fourth member of his team. And he's trying to recover some lost personal and professional pride because he's one of the most successful adventure racers never to have won this world championship race in the Dominican. So he's taking one last stab at it before basically calls it quits. And the entire world, of course, is conspiring against him. He can't find sponsors. They can't get there to train in the heat and the humidity. Everything you could possibly think of is going wrong on this trip. So they start the race. You know, they have arguments because he doesn't get along with Simu Liu's character. From previous races, they have two distinct styles of how they handle things. But they keep coming across this dog. No matter how far they go, this dog keeps showing up. So they finally decide to just let him tag along and hang out, and they go and they finish the race. Now, doesn't sound like much of a movie, and of course it's not. Based on a true story, take that for what it's worth, as we've discussed countless times on this podcast. The dog has issues. This movie, has some gorgeous scenery because I swear it's all shot in the Dominican and it's just beautiful. The cinematography is beautiful. Some of the stuff they do, the terrain they're going through, the stuff they do is just amazing. And then we get all the heartstringy stuff with, of course, anytime you bring a dog into a movie. You know, if you have a soul, eventually you're going to feel something for the dog. And if the dog is not entirely well, you get that. So based on a true story, but obviously jazzed up a little bit for Hollywood, because Hollywood just can't live with natural drama. We need Hollywood drama to go with it. But again, it didn't do really well at the box office last weekend, and that, I mean, it's still up against Dune. It's up against, there's other stuff out there, and again, it wasn't marketed particularly well or much, for that matter. I didn't see a lot about this movie until just the last couple weeks before it came out. So take that, you know, under advisement for quality. I don't know what the studio was thinking, but the studio was thinking something. I enjoyed it. It's a brisk 90 minutes for a super long adventure race. And there's a lot of adventure in it. It's rarely slow, which is what's really amazing about it. And then of course you get to the end, which post race, you figure, find out if they win, what happens to the dog, all of that stuff. But that's all of the heart wrenching stuff that you get. So I enjoyed Arthur the King's PG-13. You can take your kids, but the little ones might cry because dog in peril. So yeah, that one. That is enough about Arthur the King. Hey everyone, welcome back to season 9 of the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. If you like what you're seeing and hearing, please feel free to like us, share us, follow us wherever you're listening to us, actually. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe. That would be great. Go to the website at vsmoviepodcast.com, and that will give you links to all of our socials. It'll give you write-ups of stuff that's not audio, but you'll get pretty much everything there. So if you like what you're seeing and hearing, make sure you share it with everyone else. Now let's get back to the show.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The other one that came out last week, back in the old days. In the old days, this would have been ridiculously successful. Sir Anthony Hopkins, in One Life. He plays a man named Nicky Winton, who in the lead up to World War II goes to Prague in the Czech Republic. Sorry, Czechoslovakia at the time. And he encounters these masses of children that fled from Germany, even though the Nazis had not invaded Poland or Czechoslovakia yet. They'd annexed the Sudetenland, so we're in the lead up. We're in the appeasement portion of our world pre-World War II program. And all of these Jews and Germans really have fled Germany because they know what's coming. There are Poles that have fled Poland. So there's all these children that don't have any place to go. So he can't, for some reason in his head, it just snaps. And he can't not do something, try to do something. So he organizes with some people already on the ground with the British government, just trying to get refugees out. He specifically targets the children. But to do that, he needs to get them visas. But to get them visas, they have to have cash to pay for their eventual return by the British government to Czechoslovakia. They have to have a foster family already in line in England to accept them when they get off of the train. And he has to convince all of these people in Prague and the surrounding areas that he is not just trying to steal their children, or that he's not just a German plant trying to round up the German children and kill them, the Jewish children and kill them. So there's a lot going on here based on a true story. This is our theme for the week. Actually happened. Nicky Winton is a man. The film is told in flashback. Sir Anthony Hopkins plays older Nicky Winton as he's kind of winding down and becoming a grandfather, great-grandfather. And he's trying to empty his house of all of the detritus of a life that has been spent doing charity work. Boxes of papers and all this stuff. So eventually he gets rid of all these paperwork, but and all of this stuff in his house. But, you know, memory lane, and he happens upon the leather briefcase of one of the guys he worked with in Prague, who we learn what happened to him. But inside that is the scrapbook that he kept from a lot of his charity work, but a chunk of it is the children that he did manage to get out of Prague before the war started. It's, you know, history lesson. You look him up. He saved 669 children, which is amazing. And it flashes back to young Nicky in Prague and back in England, where he recruits his mother and his friends and his business associates, and he browbeats people in the Foreign Office to cut visas for these kids. He lines up medical exams so the children can be medically cleared to leave, you know, to leave Prague so that they can enter England. He lines up foster families by taking pictures of the kids and making a little packet and allowing people to pick them, to pick their foster kids. It sounds atrocious, but that's what they had to do to get these kids out of Prague. So this is a weird film for me to talk about because I like history. I like Anthony Hopkins. Who doesn't? This is a great story with a lot of inherent drama. It's a story that we don't necessarily know, that not everyone necessarily knows about. And back in the day, this would be a slam dunk, release it in October, November, and it's going to become an Oscar nomination for Anthony Hopkins. And it may still be that. My problem with this film is I feel like we've seen all of this stuff before. Like, Hollywood has a tendency to mine real life drama and put it in these fictional situations so that by the time you get around to making the actual dramatic story that's worth telling, it's been cannibalized so that you feel like you've seen it before. So sadly, when I talk about this, it's good. I don't know that it's great. And I'm sad that I don't think it's great. A lot of that just might be my jaded soul. I don't know. But that, it kind of bums me out that I say that. How often do you say that you get a real character with real drama and Nazis and children and Anthony Hopkins? And I don't know why I'm not raving about this film. But I'm not. Other people might, and I'm totally okay if they are. For all of the reasons that I just said, I'm not surprised if other people are, and that's fine. I can't. I'm not. And it saddens me to say that. But I think it's a film worth watching. I think there's a lot of good history here. I think there's a lot of goodness that you can see in humanity, maybe that we need to see right now. That there are good people out there doing good work with no hope of reward or recognition by doing it. So, One Life came out on the 15th. It's been in theaters. Check it out. If you're a fan of Hopkins, you'll enjoy it. You'll be fine. Tell me if you want to rave about it, tell me why I should be raving about it, please. But I can't. And it makes me sad that I'm not just going over the moon about this film. So, One Life, Arthur the King, 2, based on true stories this week, or last week, as the case may be. And both of them enjoyable enough. Definitely, if you've seen everything else in the theaters and you want to see something, pick either one of those two. If you want history, One Life. If you want a little more action, tearjerkery stuff, go for Arthur the King. You can't, I can recommend them both. I don't have a problem with that. So, thanks for listening and or watching. Let me know if you think I'm right or wrong, if you've seen these films, and why I am right or wrong. We've got some movies coming out this week we're going to talk about. We've got some more in the next few weeks, which is great. A couple of TV shows that I think we're going to talk about that a lot of people have been looking forward to. So we'll see about those, but till we do that, be good, stay safe, go see a good movie in theaters, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.